All right, so you've been looking into global pharmacy meds and this whole world of international pharmacies.
Yeah, it's been pretty fascinating, actually.
I bet. Their homepage claims save up to 80% on prescriptions.
Right.
Who wouldn't be intrigued by that, right?
Absolutely, that's a huge saving.
But as with anything that sounds too good to be true,
Of
I'm
course.
going to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, and you're right to be a little, skeptical
Yeah.
when it comes to something as important as prescription medications.
Absolutely. So how is it even possible? How can they offer those kinds of savings?
So it really comes down to the wild world of pharmaceutical pricing.
Okay.
Different countries have different regulations,
Right.
manufacturing costs vary,
Makes sense.
and all of that leads to some pretty significant price differences, which is exactly what Global Pharmacy Meds is tapping into.
So they're taking advantage of those price differences, but they also have their own programs.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at this RX Select,
Right.
5% rewards, free shipping.
Yeah.
Is that all it's cracked up to be?
It can be a pretty good deal.
Okay.
Sometimes it makes sense, but here's the thing.
Okay.
That program, it's limited to specific medications, certain generics and brands that they've highlighted as their best sellers.
So it's kind of like they're trying to steer you towards what's most profitable for them.
Exactly. They're
Yeah.
running a business, right?
Right. You.
So it's not a one size fits all, everything's cheaper kind of situation.
Right. And that's kind of where it feels like things could get a little murky, especially when you're talking about something as important as medication.
Right, exactly. And it's great that you brought that up because it's something that they emphasize on their website a lot, the idea of a doctor review for every prescription,
Okay.
which is obviously important.
Right. But that's not the same as having a conversation with your own doctor, is it?
That's the key difference.
Yeah.
Having that relationship with a doctor who knows your medical history,
Right.
all your allergies, all those details, you can't replace that with a quick online form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it sounds like being a savvy international pharmacy shopper, it's not just about finding the cheapest price.
No.
It's about understanding, like, all these different nuances, right?
It's about taking control of your health and really understanding what you're getting into.
Absolutely. So where do we even begin with that? How do we become those savvy shoppers? What should we be looking for?
Well, one thing that stood out to me on their website was their Why Order From Us page. They emphasize things like using licensed pharmacies, offering manufacturer packaging, even having options for a 90-day supply.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good on the surface, right?
Sure. Yeah. Those all sound like positives at first glance,
Right.
but I have a feeling there's more to it than that.
Of course, there's always more to the story, right? Like with the licensed pharmacy claim, that's essential, but who's responsible for actually verifying that license?
Oh, that's a good point.
Often it falls on the consumer.
Really?
And then there's the shipping aspect. They
Yeah.
talk about priority mail, which sounds fast, but international shipping, it's a whole other beast.
I can imagine.
It can be really unpredictable, and those delays can add weeks to your wait time if you're not careful.
Right. It's not like you're ordering from Amazon and it shows up the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is where managing expectations is key. And speaking of fine print, there's something else that caught my eye on their website. Right at the bottom, it says they're a prescription marketing broker.
A broker. You
Yeah.
know what? Now that you mention it, I do remember seeing that. What does that even mean in this context?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds a little vague, especially for something as important as medication.
It means that they're essentially a middleman,
Good.
connecting you with pharmacies that can offer those lower prices. Think of it like a travel agent, but for medications, which again adds another layer of complexity to the whole process.
So it's like having an extra set of hands in the mix,
Yeah.
but not necessarily in a way that always benefits the consumer.
Right.
It definitely sounds like you need to be extra careful, extra informed when you're dealing with a company like this.
Absolutely. It's like anything else you do online. You wouldn't just book a vacation rental because you saw a couple of pretty pictures online.
Right.
You would read the reviews. You might look at prices from different websites.
You might even actually talk to a travel agent.
Exactly. So, what's the equivalent of that due diligence when it comes to these international pharmacies?
Yeah, what should people actually be doing?
Well, it all starts with your doctor.
Right, that's step one, right? Never
Yeah.
skip the doctor.
Never skip the doctor. I know it can feel awkward sometimes bringing up online prices with your physician,
Right.
but honestly, they've probably heard it all before.
Yeah.
And there are ways to approach that conversation without feeling awkward. Maybe start by saying something like, "Hey, I've been researching some more affordable options for my medication. I just wanted to get your perspective.
That's a good way to start the conversation. So that's step one, talk to your doctor. What else is on the checklist for our savvy international pharmacy shoppers?
Verification.
Okay.
So don't just take their word for it that they're using licensed pharmacies. You can actually go online and verify those licenses yourself. Websites like pharmacychecker.com are great for that.
Oh, okay. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. They'll verify those licenses. They give you price comparisons. So you're not just going in blind.
Okay. So talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
Verify the pharmacy. What about everyone's least favorite part of online shopping?
Oh, you mean shipping.
Shipping, exactly.
Yeah, that's the necessary evil of online shopping, and especially with international pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is key here.
Okay.
Don't expect your medication to show up the next day with prime shipping.
Right, right.
You really have to factor in much longer timelines, potential customs delays, all of that.
I imagine that varies a lot depending on where these medications are actually shipping from.
It does. Okay. And that's something else you can research beforehand. Like, where are they actually getting these medications?
Right.
How long is it realistically going to take? It's all about managing expectations, really understanding that this is not your typical online shopping experience.
So we've talked to our doctor. We've verified the pharmacy. We're ready to wait for shipping.
Uh-huh.
Anything else we should be thinking about before actually clicking that buy button?
Almost there. Don't forget about those hidden fees. You know, those pesky little things.
Oh, right, right, right. Like what? Give me some examples.
So always double check for things like processing fees.
Okay.
International transaction fees. Even just looking at the conversion rates if they're listing the prices in a different currency.
Right. Because those extra little charges can really add up. And then they end up eating into those initial savings that got you so excited in the first place.
Exactly. Those savings can disappear really quickly if you're not careful. A little transparency goes a long way.
Yeah.
So look for companies that are upfront about all of their pricing.
That makes sense.
And then finally, let's talk about legality. Because importing medication, that can be a bit of a gray area.
Yeah, that's actually something I was wondering about. Is it even legal to order prescriptions from another country?
It really depends.
On what?
On where you live and what medication you're trying to order.
Okay.
Some countries have really, really strict regulations, and others are a little bit more relaxed. Your best bet is to do your research beforehand.
So not only do I have to be a savvy shopper, I gotta be a legal scholar too.
A little bit, yeah. It really highlights how interconnected everything is, even something as personal as healthcare.
That's true.
We've been really focused on like the individual aspect of navigating international pharmacies, right? Like how can you as an individual save money?
Right, right.
But it does make you wonder, what does this all mean on a larger scale?
That's an interesting question. It's like, we've been so focused on the trees that we haven't really looked at the forest, you know?
Exactly. I mean, the fact that these price discrepancies exist in the first place, it raises all sorts of questions about access to affordable medication in general.
Right.
If people are going to these lengths to save money, what does that say about the system as a whole?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to think about. Wow, you've given me a lot to consider today. It's not just about finding a good deal. It's about understanding the entire pharmaceutical industry, right?
Yeah.
And our own healthcare choices within that system.
Exactly. And knowledge is power, right?
Right.
Especially when it comes to something as important as your health.
Mm.
It's always worth taking the time to do that research and to really advocate for yourself.
Well said. To our listeners out there who are researching global pharmacy meds and other international pharmacies, we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about.
Yeah.
Before you make any decisions. Remember, it's your health, it's your money, it's your choice.
It's a big decision.
Until next time, happy diving.